Although, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hi, I'm Jackie Collins, and you are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky bitches.
Hello!
That was actual audience reaction to our faces this morning.
Welcome to our limited edition Halloween show!
Why is she calling? She's not worth it.
Black Pepper, why is she calling on Gadio?
Oh no, oh, Neil. Has it gone cold where you are? Take off your mask now, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
No, take it off now. Because that's actually 18 rating, what I'm seeing. It's like Freddy Krueger gone wrong. Smacking about. Just being silly. It's our limited edition Halloween show. We know it's not Halloween today, but we don't need any excuse to go up into the dressing up box, do we, Neil?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Got my clown outfit on.
Have you?
Yes.
It's funny even just saying clown, isn't it? It's funny. Bucket of water's not a bucket of water. This is ndebs at gadio. Email ndebs at gadio.co.uk. Dress up. Put your Freddy Krueger hands on and chuck us a message and type like this. Like Loreen from Eurovision. With your nails. It's a very busy show today, Neil, and something I can promise you that is going to...
Blown away.
You're going to be absolutely...
Blown away.
You know who that is?
Is it Kylie or Danny?
Oh, dear. Do you not know which one's which? I'm afraid we're going to have to stop the show now and we're going to have serious words with you.
It's Kylie and her wow on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here. Actually got a Kylie freedom of choice later on the show.
Oh, wow, Neil. Will it be... Oh, God, what's that song called?
Padam, padam.
I just don't know, Kylie. I just don't know. And something you never knew about Kylie coming up on the show. It's a little beauty that's been unearthed from an Uber fan.
Oh.
That you wouldn't have heard it, Neil. Yeah, and I don't think anyone's heard this clip apart from Australian Lisa and the Kylie super fans. But that's coming up on the show.
When you say Uber fan, are you talking about somebody who drives around in a car?
I hope you weren't going to say that because I just thought that's really naff. That's like an uncle joke. I didn't think you'd go there. Let's move on, Neil. Let's move on.
The good, the bad, and the lovely. Get it? Got it? Good.
As always, our weekly look at some of the things that have been going on in the world over the last 7 days or so. First up, it's great news here from Britney Spears and her new memoir, The Woman in Me. They're setting the record straight on some much-discussed issues surrounding the singer over the last 25 years. Britney tells her side of the story, including the highly publicised breakup of her relationship with Justin Timberlake. She reveals the truth behind the infamous head shave back in 2007, and while at one point she was made to feel like a child robot. It's all in the book. If you're hoping that Britney has voiced the audiobook, here she is to explain the reason she hasn't.
Everything that you're about to hear has been exciting, heart-wrenching, and emotional, to say the least. For those reasons, I will only be reading a small part of my audiobook.
So I think she just found a lot of things in the book quite traumatic to have to relive, I'm guessing.
Yes, I'm guessing that. But too, we must also get to the Gadio faux pas vis-a-vis the audiobook that happened in the week.
Oops. These Britney fans have told ITV News it's great that Britney now gets her chance to tell her side of her story.
The Woman in Me has been able to control the narrative because for so long the narrative itself was controlled by others.
Having her to tell her story through her book is going to mean so much to everyone.
It's her time to have her own voice again, which is so, so important.
They had a big launch party for the book this week, I believe, which is where they all were gathered.
Were they? Where was our invite?
I don't know, actually.
We mimed our performance, didn't we? We mimed it, Neil. We didn't need to be there.
Finally, I'm sure you're aware by now, actually, Gadio has opened the nominations for the annual Pride Awards with Hilton. It's happened this week. The 2024 ceremony will be dedicated to recognising and celebrating the efforts made to better LGBTQ plus lives in the UK, with a focus on regional and grassroots efforts, whilst giving thanks to the unsung heroes within our community. The inaugural event took place earlier this year at the Hilton in Manchester and honoured LGBTQ plus charities, organisations and people across 10 categories. If you would like to nominate for next year's awards, which incidentally take place on February 16th next year, check out the categories at gaydiopridewards.co.uk. They are Ways and Odyssey. That's called Always on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs at Gaydio. Our email, ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. There we are.
Sorry, love. Would you just entertain yourself for a moment? Drop the bed a tiny bit, love, because I can't hear myself hoover. I'm slightly panicking today.
Oh, yes. Why?
Look at the time. In about 4 hours... my doorbell, which I don't have a doorbell, is going to go.
Right.
And guess who's coming up?
Lisa's coming up for the weekend.
Australian Lisa.
Oh, lovely.
Is spending the weekend chez moi in Middle Oxfordshire Village next to Great Milton.
Lovely.
And look, Neil, look around the house.
It looks fairly tidy from where I'm sitting.
No, not really.
Oh, no. Oh yeah. It's a dump.
It's an absolute dump. It's an absolute dump. Everything's been pushed into corners. It's just what I've got. I could get an A level in this, pushing crap into corners.
How can and then you just, live like
I don't know. I know, love. I haven't even started upstairs. Everything is going. We haven't changed since being about 12. Everything goes under the bed and everything goes in the Harry Potter cupboard under the stairs.
Right.
To a point it bursts. You can hear the door going like a comedy door. So during the show, if I'm absent, can you just like fill for me, because I've got a lot to do.
Okay.
I've got a lot to do, Neil, today. Yeah. Don't get me started on the bathroom. Don't get me started on the bathroom this night.
Oh, no, I didn't.
It is like a massacre in there, Neil. It's like Friday the 13th in there.
Oh, you and Lord above you.
Billy Gillies, DNA, loving you on KDO. Joel Corry is on the way soon.
Easy, cause you're beautiful. Go on, Neil. Dooby dooby doo doo. So, our limited edition Halloween show that was scary singing live on Gaydio. Something huge happened on Breakfast with Paris and Dave in the week, Neil, and our delicious friend Bette Harris pointed it up with a rather unfortunate highlighter pen, just to highlight the mistake that was made on Gaydio Breakfast, vis-a-vis this person here.
Boys. Sounds like girl just needs one.
Come on, Brittany.
Boys. Yeah.
Go on, hit that note, Brittany.
Boys. And when a girl is with one. Boys. And she's in control.
I want her to sing her audiobook, don't you? All in favour. But we must get to that next. Plus, your beautiful tweets and what's coming up on the show. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Boogie boogie boogie.
Neil and Debbie here on Halloween Eve. Calm down, dear.
At the Synapse at Gaydio. And on Instagram, if you want to be really scary, Neil, you can say your shortened version of it.
This is... oh, Insta.
This, oh, don't stop it! Stop, it's horrible!
This is Ndebs. Yeah. Is where you'll find us on Instagram.
We can have another scream if you like.
Oh.
This is from Big Brother. And here it is. It's one of the people I haven't learned their names for yet. And I can't find it, so we won't be playing that. We won't be playing that. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Something happened in the week on Gaydio Breakfast with Paris and Dave. And if it wasn't for my beautiful friend, Brett Harris, who's on afternoons, getting you off. We say getting you off in the afternoons. He highlighted the fact that there's been a terrible faux pas made on this wonderful LGBTQ plus station. Vis-a-vis who's reading Britney Spears' memoir. Paris and Dave got very excited at the thought that Michelle Williams was reading it from Destiny's Child. No, that's not Michelle Williams who's reading it. It's actually an actress. And I still don't understand why Britney's not reading all of it. But maybe like her performances, she is miming most of chapters. She says she doesn't want to read them, but I'm not sure about that. But you know who should be doing the audiobook, Neil?
Go on.
I'm going to listen to this and tell me who you think it is. A bit of music here now. No, not that bit. This one. Recognise it? Like something wasn't right,
yeah. All right and tight. That's pretty, sounds like Britney. I
Saturday Night Live and the phenomenally talented Ariana Grande.
Oh.
You and I know.
Oh, wow.
Who does a better impression of Britney Spears than Britney Spears. So I'm going to put it out there. She should be reading the book. But would you like to hear how incredible she is? This is her on Jimmy Fallon when they do the Wheel of Impressions. And it lands on a singer's name. I don't know whether you've seen it. It's well worth Googling. And then they have to sing a song in the style of that singer. So here we are. Doing the wheel.
Ariana, please go first.
Go first?
Yeah, sure. Right. Press the magic button. So, all right, so Britney Spears, who we all know,
okay.
And Mary Had a Little Lamb,
all right.
Which is pretty, yeah. So, Roots, can you give her a little music here for Britney Spears?
Was Britney doing the audiobook? Hands up, who'd buy it?
Yeah, I'm in, definitely.
That's two of them, that'll make them.
Sun is shining, it's Bob Marley on Gadio. More tunes like that in the Anthems Hour, which is just 15 minutes away, Debbie.
Before that, Neil, what's the best time of the year? Well, of course, it's the Gadio Pride Awards with...
Hilton!
The Gadio Pride Awards
with Hilton.
Yes, it's back, returning Friday the 16th of February 2024. The Gadio Pride Awards with Hilton takes place at the famous Hilton Manchester Deansgate. Together, we'll be celebrating the efforts made to better LGBTQ+ lives. And right now, nominations are open in 10 categories, Debbie. They include Pride Organisation of the Year with mslhire.co.uk, Grassroots Pride Event of the Year with BRSK, Brisk, and also Volunteer of the Year. Those are all the nominations. There's loads more as well, by the way.
Oh, I'm on there. I'm on the website right now, gadioprideawards.co.uk.
On the night, we'll be handing out the awards for Music Artist of the Year with SHU, Lifetime Achievement Award with Circle Health, and the Award for Outstanding Entertainment Contribution. To nominate and to get your hands on discounted early bird tickets, go to gadioprideawards.co.uk. You're guaranteed a sensational night, aren't you?
Yeah, you are, until we turn up, and then we can't promise anything, I'm afraid. Right.
Neil and Debbie here on our special Halloween show. Just like Strictly, we're all dressed up in fabulous outfits.
Oh, God, I had to watch that last weekend with my parents.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Oh, God, I fell asleep. I can't believe people watch that show.
I can't believe that you don't like it. What's wrong with
you? I can't believe
it's
not butter. This is Ndebs at Gadio, email Ndebs at gadio.co.uk. The origins of the... original
go.
Coming up that will blow your mind.
Wow.
Okay. Is that taking us to the news?
It has now. Well done. Red carpet on Gadio's Anthems. Before that, Avicii and Wake Me Up. Neil and Debbie here. On
Fire, you go. Don't be silly, Neil. Grow up, will you? It's Halloween. This is Ndebs at Gadio. Email Ndebs at gadio.co.uk. I found my scream. This is from Kerry from Big Brother.
Oh.
Ah! And that's how we feel about the show this year. Ah! Neil, may I trot to Twitter in my high heels that are spiked and full of guts? So I drag through hell to get there. This is Ndebs. I've shut down Twitter. Hang on a minute. This is Andy Dyer. Hello, Andy. Andy Dyer. Chronicle Dyer for Twitter for Halloween. I'm taking the kids to Belgium for the weekend to see the one, the only.
I am Madonna.
Oh.
And he went to the brilliant Ziggo Dome, which is one of the best. I went to see Madonna there with Lord Lesbian, and right. You get a really good view, and the toilets are really near the bar. So that to me is a plus point. Andy, you need to give us a review of the gig and who was the special guest. Because you know she's got special guests on each show.
Oh, has she? Who was
the one?
Yes,
they come and sit in the pose one. They sit in the pose. Well, you know who was on the one? I talked about it last week, Neil. Talked about it last week. It's the one who was going to play her best friend, Debbie.
Oh, right.
In the autobiography.
Yes.
Neil, there was a show last week. Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah, I was here.
Yeah. Who's our Prime Minister, Neil? Actually a tricky one at the moment, isn't it? But in the week, apparently, Honey Dijon was special guest in the Madonna camp and sat in the pose, took their chair, and you had to vote for who you thought. And the subject of Vogue, Neil, coming up next, would you like to know the real story behind Vogue?
Oh, yes, please.
I didn't know it. You'll think it's something, and then you won't realise, and you'll go, I never knew that, and it will.
Blown away.
Sorry, it's from the ballroom scene in New York, isn't it? To do connected with that?
Yes, it is. But why is it called Vogue?
Oh, now you've got me.
Oh yeah, honey. Oh yeah.
It's called Pompeii, God. Bastille on GS Anthems. I know
that ending was petrifying. Ooh, this is Ndebs at Gadio. Please email ndebs@gadio.co.uk or on Instagram with our limited edition twang for Halloween. It's at This is Ndebs. This is going to blow your mind, Neil. I've said blown a lot today, haven't I?
No?
There's a reason why I've said that. It'll be very transparent shortly. But Lisa, Australian Lisa, who's coming up in a few hours, and I've got to clean my entire house. Excuse me while I just do a bit of pledge. Well, that's a disappointing sound effect, isn't it? Oh, God, that stinks. Oh! She's coming up later, and we're going to watch this. I'm holding it to camera one, please.
In bed with Madonna. Wow.
We're going to watch the DVD that I bought during lockdown. And do you remember I got it, and it was German subtitles?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember I got it knocked off because it was lockdown, and I wanted some Madonna. And we're going to watch a German subtitle version of In Bed with Madonna this weekend because we're obsessed with her at the moment. But did you know the origins of the actual Vogue,
Vogue?
Now, just before I play you this, Lisa sent it to me. You know Paris Dupre, the drag queen, the performer, American drag performer, okay? The documentary Paris is Burning was based on one of Paris's balls. Like the dance ball, the voguing
ball. As in you shall go to the ball.
Yes, as in you should go to the ball. This is the origins of that whole movement.
Do you know the origin story of how voguing started? In the 70s, at an after-hours club called Footsteps, Paris Dupri was on the dance floor. Now, a group of different black queens were throwing shade at each other. While Paris was dancing, she pulled out a Vogue magazine from her bag. She opened it up and pulled it onto a page where a model was posing. She snapped a pose on beat. She turns the page to another page with the model posing, another pose on beat. Then the other black queens catch on. They come in, pose on beat, another pose on beat. And they're all throwing shade at each other. The whole intention was basically for them to be the best, to be the prettiest, the most iconic.
That is incredible.
Yeah, like, I did not know that.
So it quickly caught on, and at first they just called it posing, but then obviously because it came from the magazine Vogue, gave it a name, Voguing.
Isn't that amazing,
That's
love?
That's amazing.
Well, it would be rude not to, wouldn't it?
Madonna.
What are you looking at?
Wow. Madonna.
Better.
The superb Birdcage when they do Madonna on stage. I must rewatch that.
I know, yes.
It's so flipping funny. I never get bored of the Birdcage, Devil Wears Prada, or my other favourite, Neil. What's the other one you can't turn off when it comes on?
Priscilla.
I'm a turd. They are, even though I've got the DVDs, if they come on TV, I can't resist.
No.
They are works of art, and I want them all over my
We're
mind.
Moving on.
Okay.
It's the music that we choose.
It's our weekly deep dive into the archive. That's what we do here. And this week, well, I thought we would celebrate because of the fact that Kylie is the new face of a special collaboration. Have you heard about this?
No!
With Jimmy Choo and Jean-Paul Gaultier. She's working with them on, I think it's some custom-made shoes and an outfit and everything. It looks really cool.
Oh, wow, she's taking a leaf out of Madonna's book there, isn't she?
Yes, I do believe she has.
Jean-Paul Gaultier did the Madonna Basque, and we have to tell that story in a moment, got thrown out of the Jean-Paul Gaultier exhibition for touching Madonna's Basque, remember?
That's right.
Because it was on show and we got tried to do a bit of film with it. We'll save that story for a minute, but let's celebrate Kylie.
Yes, choice number one. Kylie and her Time Bomb tune is choice number one. There you go.
Timeless, okay. Neil, timeless.
You could go for choice number two, of course. This is already a Gaydio anthem. Padam! One of the songs of the year, definitely that, isn't it?
Oh, sir, I've never heard that before in my life. Now, what's it called, Kylie?
Padam, 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 padam. What?
That's a new one on me. What's number three, please?
Number three is a lovely collaboration. This is Nervo featuring Kylie and Jake Shears. Oh, it's good. Nervo and the Jake Shears on that one as well with Kylie. How about that?
Got some Nervo playing that, Neil, when it's meant to be just Kylie in that category. Really? Actually, all three of those are eau du deliciose. I'm going to have to really think about that.
Yeah, only one of those songs could be heard in full at the end of the anthem sound. You have 30 minutes to make up your mind. It's called Every Word on Gaydio, and we've got Jess Glynn here very soon. And to be here on our little Halloween program.
What's that? Oh, my God! This is ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs at gaydio.co.uk. Neil, we're halfway through the show. I mean, we are racing today. I don't even know what you've got lined up. Oh. I don't even know what you've got lined up.
I've got a little... I was watching a little clip of Graham Norton. What for this fascinating little piece of Elton... creating one of his songs, which is now a classic, but right. This is like in its early stages.
Stages of Elton. Well, I'm glad I asked that now. Neil, over in Oxfordshire.
Yes.
We've got. Remember the last time you went to a fitness class? Do you remember that? Probably not.
No.
But when you go to, I go to one each week. It's pensioners' yoga. I'm not a pensioner, but there's not slim pickings in our village. When a new member turns into the class.
Oh.
And we all have nicknames in our class.
Right.
We've had to come up with two nicknames for two new people.
Oh, are these nicknames that they don't know about?
They don't know about them, Neil. They don't know about them. And I hope they never do. But we've come up with two nicknames for the most uncoordinated people I have seen in my life. People nearly ended up in hospital due to their limbs going left, right and centre. So I'd like you to think about now, where people that come into your new class and you think, oh my God, their nickname immediately has to be Don Don Don.
Yes, yes.
So we shall discuss that next on Gaydio.
Chanel and Dance on Gaydio's anthems. Neil and Debbie here on Halloween.
Chanel's number five, smell of adultery, Neil. She created that smell when she was having an affair in France. So if you wear that, just remember, you're wearing adultery. around your ears. This is ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs at gaydio.co.uk. Paddy has been in touch.
Oh.
Paddy. How are you, Paddy? He says I'm going to see Madonna in December and I can't wait. Little fun emoji there. So many people off to go and see Madonna. Paula Dirty Monkey loved the clips last week and is waiting for the release of the Madonna concert on DVD as captured by Debbie and Lisa on her phone. Yes, it was. I know it wasn't the best quality last week, but I hope I bought you a slice de la concert. On that subject, Neil.
I started the song now, so we'll have to wait.
Oh, shut up.
Gaydio's anthems every morning from 11. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning with our show.
Question for you, Neil, and for you as well. What on earth made Kylie do this?
It's wildly exciting. It could be a huge letdown. Blown away. Blown away.
Like, what's she talking about there, Neil?
I've no idea.
What's wildly exciting, but also could be a huge letdown? What could that be, Neil? Luckily, I've got the answer for you. This is from the Kylie World page. They are fans that are on a different level. They know which street she's walking on, what hotel number she's staying at, and what she's doing next.
Right.
Lisa sent me this, and it's brilliant. It was from the Zach Sang show. And I never knew this, and I'm glad I know it now. And you will hear it in 3, 2, 1.
The great moment on the show.
Seconds. No, hang on. I just loaded the clip. And here it is, Neil. It's an exclusive.
It better be worth waiting for. You can tweet the show.
Do you remember the first time you heard the demo for Padabadam?
Absolutely. I know exactly where I was. I was in Miami. I was having hair and makeup done for an event. Message came through from Jamie Nelson. Lots of songs come in. Some hit the mark, some don't. But when Padam Padam came through, already looking at the title Padam Padam, I was like, Padam Padam, Padam Padam, what? I mean, I only knew Padam Padam, the Edith Piaf song. Padam Padam Padam, like the kind of the waltz song. And every time a demo or a pitch comes through, it's wildly exciting because I'm about to press play and I have no idea what I'm going to hear. None. It's so exciting. That could be a huge letdown. It can also be the moment, like Padam Padam, where I could immediately picture myself doing it, and I was blown away. Blown away. I was like, love it. When can I get my vocals on it?
And, well, that might be a small clue, Neil, vis-a-vis this.
Weekly deep dive into the archive, and this week, 3 Kylie tracks. I think we know which one it's going to be.
Yeah, it had to be Einstein. It's going to be the one, the only.
Padam padam, 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 what?
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio on this Halloween weekend. Plenty more to come after the news in a couple of seconds.
Lots of scary shizzle too, isn't there, Neil? Sorry, what was that? Was that your Hannibal Lecter? Oh, don't do, Neil, really don't. It sounded more like bloody Thumper. It sounded like Thumper from Disney. Right. Do you know, I've got a treat for you. Who's this?
Danny, you're a fake and a phony and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
No idea, but the news is on the way now. Here we go with some random RuPaul clips at midday.
The time has come for you to
love yourself.
Breathe, laugh and repeat.
Sigala with Paloma Faith. Paloma Faith and Lullaby on KDA.
Oh, Neil, sorry, a memory's just come back.
Oh, yes.
Oh, poor Paloma. Must have been hell for her. Do you remember when she came into the studio at Gaydar?
Oh, yes.
And she came dressed like she was walking onto a catwalk model.
Oh.
She looked phenomenal.
She thought she was being filmed.
Being filmed.
She? Yes, yes. Yeah. She came in as a showgirl.
Yeah, she came in as a showgirl and she had this wonderful sort of fascinator on. And she was like, where's the camera? And we went, oh, it's just for radio, Paloma. Oh. But she was lovely. She was very funny.
Gorgeous.
Very witty.
Yeah.
And you two got on amazingly talking about art things.
Art house movies, yeah.
Art house movies, yeah. I was just Fellini. Sat there just doing my nails in the background going, Fellini, was that a pasta?
Halloween weekend on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here, and you can tweet us at This Is Endips, or we are on Insta.
Oh, good!
This is Endips. Misha has messaged, says, just heard you shouting out my name unsolicited. I might be a new follower on Instagram, but I've been listening to you two religiously for over 10 years. As Lisa would say, love you, miss you, mean it.
Well, I'm sorry. Neil, that's fantastic. So we shouted out before we were meant to.
Mm.
Like we had some sort of ability to look into the future.
I know, yes.
Ooh, your clock's going back.
Felicia.
So Felicia.
No, Misha.
Misha. Yeah. I'm Alicia.
I have one thing to say. You better work.
Neil Libby here, and I was watching back on iPlayer. There was an episode of Graham Norton, and they had Bernie Taupin on, who is the legend that co-wrote or co-writes most of Elton's songs, Elton John's songs. And he's got this new autobiography out called Scattershot, Life, Music, Elton and Me. And he's had this great life because he's lived the rock star lifestyle, but without being famous. So he's had all the sort of trappings of that. It's great way to be.
Yeah, the best of both worlds, that is, isn't it?
And on the Graham Norton show, they dug out this sort of vintage archive clip of Elton talking about how he writes the songs. Because as you know, Elton works, well, he kind of gets the lyrics from Bernie Taupin and then sort of comes up with these amazing songs. The lyrics are amazing in the first place. But this is a little... I think it must be early 70s, and he's working on a song which we now know is one of the absolute great Elton songs. He's describing how he kind of puts the music to the lyrics.
Reg has to write very fast because he hasn't got the patience to sort of spend hours or days on something, you know. I mean, that's Reg.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, the words, Blue Jean Baby, LA Lady, Seamstress of the Bad, Pretty Eyed Pirate Smile, You Marry a Music Man, Ballerina. As soon as you get the word ballerina, you know it's not going to be fast. It's got to be sort of gentle and sort of quite slow. So, I mean, like, the way it's written here is a verse, it's a chorus or a middle eight and a chorus, then another verse. I just sort of ran it through and then put two verses together, then a middle eight, then a chorus, and then back to the verse sort of thing. It happens very quickly. It sounds long, but it sort of starts off. Blue jean baby, LA lady, seamstress for the bay.
And that's how the magic happens. Brilliant, isn't it?
Were you listening to Radio 4, Neil? Were you listening to Radio 4? That was played out on Radio 4 this week.
Really? Oh, wow.
It is that song is so emotional.
I know.
Because have you seen Almost Famous? It's beautiful.
Oh, I love it on the tour bus.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
Everyone starts, Blue Jean Baby. It is stunning. But how on earth do those minds work together that Elton said? Because I know that Elton doesn't like to know this, that doesn't like loads of warning time for the music. So Bernie sends it over. Here you go, dear. And then just Elton's brain works in this encyclopedic, beautiful, emotional way to pour out that into that song.
I know.
I want to hear it now, Neil.
Yeah. Well, you can't. David Guetta versus The Egg. Love, Don't Let Me Go.
Love Egg. At the Love Egg. Love Egg. Love Shack. Sorry, wrong song. And send Debs.
What are you doing?
Gadio.co.uk. I'm dizzy, love, because I know we're about to play the incredible...
Padam, 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 what?
No, not that song, Kylie. It's your newer one, actually. It's your newer one. She really is. Her and Madonna at the moment are stealing the world. They are... Who runs the world? Kylie, Madonna. Madonna and Kylie in that order. And this tweet has come in from our delicious friend. I only read half of his message out. Jason Glam Pierce from Australia. P.S., he tweets, I heard Madonna was super excited that you and Lisa came twice to her gigs. Yeah, we did. We got two last-minute tickets to go and see the Celebration Tour. And do you know what? We're going back in December, so up yours.
Oh.
Having a few friends over to watch Madame X concert on Saturday night, since, sadly, no celebration for Aussies or Kiwis. She's not taking the tour down.
Is she not?
No, she's not. It's very expensive, love. It's very expensive to go to Australia.
Yeah, but she's only on stage, miming, isn't she?
You can really... I think you need horror music, Neil. You have just said... Are you out of your head? Have you not seen the clips of Madonna singing Mother and Father. Yeah, not all of them. Some of them have a backing track, but most of them she sings live. And Neil, she's bloody brilliant. Don't laugh, Neil. So anyway, Jason, live vicariously, and hopefully she'll release it on tour. Neil, seriously, this tour has affected Madonna fans more than anything. It's deeply profound. And she shared on stage, I think she's in Copenhagen, and she's just done Copenhagen. I think she's in Stockholm tonight. She played Copenhagen on Thursday. But she said on stage that her brother had just died. Her oldest brother, honestly, she's sharing everything on stage. Her oldest brother, Anthony, had sadly died this year. So she's had the coma. Her brother, her hero, he passed away. And he was the one that taught her all about art, poetry, and taught her about Buddhism and all sorts of things. And she was really upset on stage. So do you want to tell her that now? Do you? Anyway, Jason Glam, I'm right with you.
It's Kylie and Tension on Gadia and Debbie here. Australian Lisa has filed a report. She'll be with us very soon.
She will be, and it's a very Australian heavy trosh.
What?
Trivial Pursuit trosh of the show, because this is coming up in a second. Someone who won an award this week, and she gave a brilliant speech. You adore her, Neil. She's ferociously attractive. And, well, she knows Graham Norton very, very well. This is who I'm playing.
Danny, you're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
She also does a bit of this.
J'ai le plaisir de le faire en français.
Do you know who that is?
I've no idea.
Well, you're about to find out, because she's everywhere this week, and she's a gay icon in capitals, bold, underline, and extra pink.
Calvin Harris feels so close on KDO. This is Neil and Debbie here this Halloween weekend. If you're off out to do something, have a lovely time this evening, won't you?
I met a beautiful girl at a Halloween party years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I looked really hot, Neil. Halloween's a great one because you can dress up and disguise most of your face and look fit.
Yes.
So I dressed as a vampire.
Did you?
Honestly, even garlic wouldn't keep her away from me. No, I didn't. I've just got these teeth here, the ones I was born with. It's a wonderful party. You know, when you look back on at Halloween costumes and you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I rocked.
Oh, I look amazing! So, I don't know what I'm talking about, to be honest with you. I think it's time we caught up with my delicious girlfriend for our weekly report.
Yes, Australian Lisa has filed her report. Hello, Lisa, come in.
Hello, Neil.
Hello
Debbie.
Hi, darling.
Hello, Alex. Oh. It's been a week of obsessing over Madonna since we saw her twice.
Mm.
And probably we'll see her for a third time.
Yep.
I can't stop watching things and playing songs that I forgot about.
Huh?
I hope you're playing some Madonna today, by the way.
Yes.
And also, did Debbie tell you that I'm going to see her this weekend?
Yes, yes.
Has she told you about the state of her house?
Oh, yes.
If you know Debbie, you know about the state of her old car.
I know, yeah.
I think her house is pretty similar, but she's trying to do that comedy thing where she throws everything into a cupboard and leans against it like a cartoon character. Before I get there, I'll let you know next week what it was like. Have a fabulous show. Bye.
Actually, Anna, would you mind putting on a long song? I better do my shark
around
the living room.
Yeah, honestly, what a state. What a mess. Dear.
I'm being Freddy.
Neil and Debbie on Gadio, and Anthony Murphy will be amongst us this afternoon as we head into the Halloween weekend. Do you think he'll be playing some scary requests?
No, he'll be bandaged up, love.
He'll be bandaged up.
You won't be able to hear what he says, but thank God he's on the mend. He still wasn't 100% last week.
Right.
But I promised him our best biscuits.
Oh.
So, Anthony, we should be coming up with those lovely biscuits shortly. But before that, Neil, this woman here is fabulous.
Danny, you're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
That's one of the many voices she can do. This is another one.
If it's the weapon I think you mean, I think it's ready to be slipped into its holster.
A certain Hannah Waddington won an incredible award this week. She was on my Twitter, still don't call it X, as Glamour Woman of the Year. She did a fabulous speech. If you get a chance to watch it, watch it. It's very serious and not for here.
Right.
But I just want to sort of big her up, because she's so pro-LGBTQ+, and she's she's scarily attractive, Neil. And I just loved, I hadn't even heard of her before Eurovision.
Right.
And then she just sort of dominated that stage.
Oh, she
didn't
was superb, wasn't she?
She was. I want her to host it every year. I want her to host the Brits. I want her to, and she's just herself. And this is her getting all sort of hot and bothered with Graham.
Now, anything could happen. I'm not joking. I am already getting a little bit sweaty. It's not very attractive. Can you hold my hand?
I can. All right, here we go.
And he loved her, but it's when she started speaking French, there's still gifts going around of people melting when she just goes into this.
J'ai le plaisir de le faire en français.
She speaks Italian, French,
Australian. Oh, there's nothing she can't do.
There's not, and she's got that face and that body. So... This has turned into a bit of a loving. It was meant to be congratulations on your Woman of the Year award.
Right. Well, deservedly won as well.
Deservedly won, but we just want to say, you know, the gays love you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Especially
it's getting
Debbie.
Messy. Especially me.
Noizu on Gaydio, that's called Vogue. Second Vogue we've had on the show this
Vogue,
morning.
Vogue, yeah. Vogue.
It's been a Vogue heavy, very Vogue heavy.
Heggy
and heady. Valerini. Have a fabulous time if you're going to a Halloween sucky party tonight. What? Get your teeth in. Look fabulous. Send us photos. Actually, I'd love to see the photos of your Halloween costumes because everyone looks hot in them, don't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anthony Murphy's on the way next. And, well, next week we must talk... Well, I'll talk about stuff.
Oh, well done. We'll see you next week from 10 on Gaydio.
Extra, extra. Tweet all about it.
Welcome to the
Denny,
extra
you're bit. Denny, you're a fake and a phony and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
So that's Hannah, is it? That's amazing.
It's Hannah Waddington.
Yeah.
She came on to you, Neil. Do you think this is the podcast Extra Bits where we talk about other stuff? I think you would just go weak. I think you'd start because I've seen you flirt with women. Do you remember Chloe?
Oh well, yes. Occasionally there
beautiful
is the old,
Chloe.
An exception. Chloe, there's something very. I don't know what it was about Chloe, but
Chloe Minogue, who we used to work with.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she was so lovely. I loved
her. I spoke to her the other week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you still in touch?
Yeah, I'm in touch with everyone.
I suppose you are, aren't you? You're very good at that sort of thing.
She didn't send her love. No, actually, I got in touch with her because she lives now where those fires were in Europe. So she lives in Spain.
Oh, she's in Spain
she
now?
She lives in Spain.
Wasn't she somewhere in the Caribbean at one point or somewhere like that?
This is getting a bit dull, isn't it? It's a bit in. Well, did she not move there? I actually moved there from after there. Now, we didn't get to a lot of things on today's show because it was a very busy one. I haven't told you the amazing news. Actually, I might save it for next week's show because it's something brilliant happened this week.
Oh.
Brilliant. That's going to make, sorry to be me, but it's going to make my life so much happier.
Oh, no, come on. I need to know about this. What is
you
it?
Do you absolutely need to know?
Yeah, I do. Now you said that.
Really need to know.
Yeah, I would like to know, please, now.
Okay. You know my horrible... Well, I live next door to people who haven't been that nice.
Oh, the horrible neighbours, yeah.
Neighbours who I believe are homophobic.
Right.
Because they change all of a sudden for no reason whatsoever.
Yes,
and they've been, they haven't been very pleasant.
Yes.
And I live right next door to Great Milton. It's a nice area. You don't expect people like idiots to be there, but they are. So I looked outside my house this morning and guess
what's gone? The sale sign?
For sale sign.
Oh, geez.
I nearly backflipped. You know, like at Formula One drivers, they shake the champagne over themselves.
Yeah.
I'm like, please go make someone else's life a misery, not mine. Don't make anyone else's life a misery.
Mm.
But, you know, I was just like, oh, I'm so delighted.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good news if that happens.
It's really good. And now I realise, I'm not in one, but I can only imagine what it's like being in an unhappy marriage. You can't leave. Because you're tied to a house.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Why are they breaking up, do you think?
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Do you hear lots of arguments through the walls?
Oh, my God, yes, love.
Yeah.
It's not a happy... Well, anyone who... I've got a theory that if you're an arsehole, sorry, swear, rude word. But if you are, you're unhappy in your own life in some way.
Oh, yes,
you've got
absolutely.
To drag someone else.
Well, anybody that is projecting their own hatred on others, they're hating themselves, aren't they?
That's correct.
And they haven't got the courage to face up to who they are, so they just project it on everybody else.
They projectile vomit their hate over the world. But it's really weird, isn't it?
Mm.
It's really weird. So I was going to do a feature on it next week, which I might do because I've got a jingle in mind. So you might do that because everyone's lived next door to someone that's gone, oh, God, you're joking, aren't you?
Mm.
Oh, come on. Grow up! That's what you want to say. And also, we need to talk about the new people who've joined our pensioners yoga class.
Mm.
Neil, you've got to come along to this one week. You've got to come along to my pensioners yoga class.
Okay, all right.
Please, Neil, it's the best remedy.
With Vonnie.
With Vonnie, she is Julie Walters times 100. And she does like a stand-up show while she's doing her Keep Fit.
Right.
But two new people have joined and, my God, they haven't got a rhythm bone in their body. And when we were all sort of bending down, they were bending up and going to the left, and when we were going to the right, they were doing something else. I was like, are you listening to what the instructions are?
Oh, dear.
But I couldn't keep my eyes off her. She took about three people out with her wangly arms. She's like a windmill. It's like a windmill. So we must talk about that next week.
Okay.
And what's going on in your life, Neil? Because I don't know anything. What's going on in your life?
Just getting busy. On the
just
high
getting
street.
Busy on
I'm
the high street.
I'm saving the high street, you know that, single-handedly.
You're saving the high street.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like Mary, you know Mary Porter, she'd save your country.
That's right, yeah.
In her knickers. That's what you're doing, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a busy time of year, you know.
You're saving the country in your knickers.
That's right, yeah, yeah. there's an image, eh?
Neil and Debbie.